On this Mother's Day, consider there are as many different approaches to motherhood as there are mothers. Some are contemporary, others more traditional. And then, as essayist and mom Carrie Marriott discovered on a recent journey, there's the Italian way.
Che bella, said the man in the business suit as he whistled at Lucy. This was Rome, after all, and Lucy was showing lots of leg. But Lucy was no miniskirted babe. She was a 6-month-old with roly-poly thighs, a lot like those Rossetti rolls we were eating daily, golden on top, white in the creases. My husband took off every day, the conquering architect-to-be, sketchbook in hand, leaving me with Lucy, a horrid little travel companion, I thought at first, always wanting her way and crying when she didn't get it. How slow I was to comprehend her meaning. Keep those stroller wheels turning. The day Lucy screamed bloody murder at the Sistine Chapel was the day I put the guidebook on the shelf. We would see Rome Lucy's way. Stroll, stroll, and stroll some more. Nap, lunch on pasta and Parmesan cheese. Nap, stroll some more, and stroll some more. Who could concentrate on those ancient monuments anyway with the constant interruption? The Italians are gaga for babies. By far the most important part of our day was talking, if you can call it that, to the Romans. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them in the few months we were there. They didn't just whistle at Lucy. They pinched her, they kissed her, and nuzzled her. They straightened her socks and snapped her photograph. On hearing her name, they swooned. Ah, Lucia, they would say, lapping her up like kittens with a saucer of milk. And I let them. No child-molesting, baby-snatching American paranoia for me. No way could I resist the glimmer in those eyes. If they adored Lucy, then they admired me. I wasn't a tourist. I was Lucy's mama. And I knew I wasn't going to have much to say about Michelangelo on my return to the United States. No, the baker was leaving a bigger impression. At the end of the day, when all of Rome is vying for bread, he would gesture to us, mother and child, his most important customers, to come to the front of his crowded shop. No one objected. His fingers would touch Lucy's as he reached over the counter to bestow her with a wedge of pizza bianca. The olive oil, the salt, the soft warm bread would meet her gums and two teeth. A moment of bliss for the baker and Lucy and her mother.
Carrie Marriott lives in Pittsburgh.